The war in Syria is a conflict of the social media age. Cell phones are ubiquitous among the rebels, the government, even ordinary citizens. And that means almost no bad deed goes unrecorded. As NPR science correspondent Jill Palka reports, there's an organization using all those videos to build criminal cases against the perpetrators. A warning, some of the sounds and descriptions in this story are disturbing.
The volume of videos is staggering.
We're in the process of downloading almost 2,000 videos a day.
Mohammed Al-Abdullah is executive director of the Syria Justice and Accountability Center in Washington, D.C. The center is a nonprofit supported by the U.S. State Department and a handful of European governments. Abdullah was born in Syria but moved to the United States in 2009. He's a human rights lawyer, determined to seek justice for innocent Syrians who have suffered and died as a result of the violence that's gripped their country. I asked Abdullah how the videos would be used as evidence in a courtroom, and he calls up an example on his computer screen.
I'll show you this one. It's a bit graphic. It's a very bloody video.
The video was apparently taken with a cell phone. It shows men in a room beating five civilians who Abdullah says worked in a hospital. One of the men who seems to be in charge yells taunts at the victims and cheers when the attacks are especially vicious. Make sure you're getting this, he yells to the man with the camera. The victims, barely moving, huddle in obvious agony on the floor of the room. But it's not only the brutality and the graphic images that make this video important to a lawyer. It's what else is on it. The perpetrators turn the cameras on themselves, and they're apparently Syrian government agents.
Naming each other and inviting each other to participate in the torture campaign.
Abdullah's organization maintains a database of these videos to document the abuses. And their analysts spend hours adding identifying tags to each video so they can more easily search the database. For example, if the video shows an attack, what kind of attack is it? Is there a weapon?
Is it explosive? Is it non-traditional? Is it heavy aircraft, car bomb, landmine?
Who's in the video? Where was the video taken? Things like that. But the volume of videos Abdullah and his analysts are trying to process threatens to overwhelm them.
We envision ending up with a million plus videos.
Going through all of them and cataloging in detail their contents is both crucial and impossible.
We're not going to be able to do this. We need help.
And help may be coming. Jay Aronson is founder and director of the Center for Human Rights Science at Carnegie Mellon University.
What we're trying to do is create tools that allow the human rights community to gather as much information as possible and process and analyze it in a way that never would have been possible by hand, manually.
For example,
we have technology that allows you to rapidly go through that entire collection of video
and find specific things, like, say, a clip with a helicopter in it. That's useful because helicopters are often used to drop makeshift bombs on civilians. Or you can build software that can find video clips that have an ambulance in them. This should help automate the process of tagging videos, taking some of the burden off human reviewers. But Aronson admits computers have trouble with context. Is the helicopter delivering supplies or dropping a bomb? Is the ambulance coming in response to a brutal beating or someone having a heart attack?
There's no magic computer program that you can program and say, hey, computer, find me barrel bombings or find me instances of torture and then have it go through all of the sources and just find those things.
Aronson says it will take people to do that. But human rights lawyer Mohammed Al-Abdullah says the tools Aronson and his colleagues are developing should make it easier to find videos that are related to one another. And that's essential for amassing the evidence that will be needed in a criminal trial. He calls up another video. This young man is describing the discovery of several badly disfigured bodies.
It's six dead bodies, or five dead bodies, burned and thrown in the street in Damascus suburb, a city called At-Tal.
And it turns out, these are the same men I saw being brutally beaten in that first video Abdullah showed me. He says you can tell that because it was taken the same day as the other video, and the victims are wearing the same clothes.
He's wearing a pajama. Blue with three stripes in white, and he's the exact same person appeared here.
Abdullah says these videos came in from different sources, but taken together, they provide a more complete picture of what happened. and he's confident he'll be able to connect more videos and build more strong legal cases with the help of computer science.
I think technology is going to be the judge in this conflict.
There's one problem technology can't solve. Right now, there's virtually no legal mechanism to prosecute anyone for what's going on in Syria. But this evidence isn't going away, and Abdullah hopes the time will come when the world will insist that there be some kind of accounting for these crimes. Joe Palca, NPR News.